Revenue is open. Good morning, everyone. We are going to go through these bills in order. And so we will start off with House Bill 338A. I'm opening a public hearing and work session on House Bill 3338. Lawson, if you could give us a
good morning
overview.
Chair Hess, members of the committee, the House Bill 3338 is a bill that primarily codifies the practice being done this is for gas stations, ODOT, and other agencies provide information. The Department of Ag kind of monitors posting of the information on the taxes. This is regarding the gas tax for the state and federal and so on. This basically allows the Department of Agriculture to implement or monitor that in law. And the dash two amendment that you have, the dash two amendment basically gives the director of the department the power or the ability to levy civil penalties on three stages. The first one is just basically a warning, and then two with monetary amounts, however, that very small. This is an enforcement type of action. This is not necessarily, doesn't have any revenue impact, and you have a minimal fiscal impact also on
it. Mazen, what's the problem we're solving here, other than codify? Is that just that?
It is just that. It is basically putting it in law. That we're not bringing a new thing into life, but we're making something that is being done in statute.
Senator Bircher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what I'm getting here is they have to post how much the tax is on gas at the pumps. Is that correct?
That's
and if
correct.
Not, they could get a $50 or $100 fine.
That's correct.
Do they have to post the state and the federal taxes or just the state taxes?
I think both.
Both. Are we in the three digits yet?
I'm sorry, three digits tax?
Yeah.
Well, it depends which
decimal.
Units of the dollar that you want to go. If it's a mil, if it's a cent, if it's units.
You should be a politician.
He is.
Okay, we have nobody signed up. Did you want to testify? No, I'm sorry. I thought you were on the next bill. Come on up.
Thank you, Senator.
We have the paper for this.
Yep.
Good morning. Dallas Hurd, representative of House District 2. I'm here to testify in favor of House Bill 3338. So, as the author of the bill, my intent is just it's a technical fix. It's currently enforced by the Department of Justice. If memory serves me correct, I don't even think they were aware of that. I think it's important that people have this information available for them. It's already state statute, so that's the technical fix aspect. We're just simply swapping authority of enforcement and keeping track of whether you're doing it or not from Department of Justice to Weights and Measures, who on an annual basis appears at every single station, fuel station that is, across the entire state. As far as the Dash 2 Amendment, the interested partners of this concept wanted to see this quite large fine that's in the existing statute reined in a little bit. $10,000 fine for not having a poster up seems a bit much. So myself, if I get a fine in the mail, whether it's $50 or $5,000, I'm motivated to change whatever I'm doing, especially with something this minor. But $5,000 puts you in a pretty bad situation, whereas $50 or $100 is just like, hey, let's get that done. So, yep. So I support the dash twos. Any questions?
Great idea.
It goes to $100 in three stages. Okay. Questions, Representative?
I think Senator Bertschinger asked which taxes were referenced. It's local, federal, and state taxes.
All of them.
Yeah, which is existing statute. We didn't touch that. and I believe it was unanimous out of the House, even though I was the carrier. It was amazing.
Keep talking, you'll lose votes here.
You know what? Rep. Smith says the same thing to me.
And you didn't listen to him either.
Most of the time I do. Most of the time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fine transparency, Bill.
It's efficiency, actually. That, too.
We have an amended bill, Senator Boquist.
I know we do, but you only opened a public hearing.
No, we're in a work session.
In a work session. I move the A2s dated 5/25/17 into 33/38.
Senator Boquist moves the dash twos into House Bill 33/38. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move 33/38 as amended by the A2s to the floor with a do pass.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 338 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the rule.
Senator Bechter.
Yes.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Taylor.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Yes.
Chair Ass.
Ass votes aye. The measure passes. Senator Bartsugar will carry this bill. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Hurd. Closing that public hearing and work session, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 156. Mazet.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 156, just to refresh your memory, we talked about this at the beginning of the session. This is the bill that related, in a way, to the work that was done at the time of Measure 94, when the way we were looking at it, Legislative Council, kind of in response to some questions that we asked them, referred that the corp minimum tax payments that come primarily from the sale of motor vehicle fuel should legally be within the definitions of the state highway fund as in the constitutional restrictions. So this bill was focus, primarily trying to ask the Department of Revenue to work with the Department of Transportation to identify those payments, those taxes, and find a way to actually make them defined in a way that you could move them to the highway fund as they should be. And we, of course, there was a lot of different ideas and talk. The AG had somewhat different opinion, and so also our Legislative Council reacted to that opinion and still advised us that it is part of risk avoidance actually to have that identified, that revenue, that tax revenue identified and moved to the highway fund, because otherwise we would be somehow on shaky grounds of having that money going to somewhere that it should not be. So the dash two amendment, basically we worked with the Department of Revenue to see what it takes them to be able to make that identification easier and possible in order to be able to at a certain point on a quarterly transfer is due, and that money from the corporate minimum payments to the highway fund. That's what the dash two amendment. And if the system was cooperating and we were able to give you the revenue impact statement for that, we estimated somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1 million a biennium or $500,000 a year. That would be the impact of that. Unfortunately, it is somewhere out there, and we can't release it. But that's what the
gist of it. It's in the $1 million range.
It's something right.
And these businesses are primarily.
Those businesses are primarily either companies that sell fuel, and they pay corporate minimum some other places too, that they could be grocery stores or others that sell fuel.
So like the gas stations at Safeway.
Right. And well, although, I mean,
gas stations at Fred Meyer.
Right, or something like that. It could be similar to that, although these might be too big of, to be paying the corporate minimum, but possibly could
be. And just for clarity, Mr. Chair, it's actually not a revenue increase, it's a revenue shift. It just means the funds that are collected in an appropriate amount yet to be determined would go into the highway fund under Article 9 of the Constitution.
That's correct.
So.
We're doing our best to help with that transportation package here.
Yeah, you know, whittling away, so, I mean, even $5 is helping these days. Okay.
Okay, we don't have anyone else signed up but on this amendment. Yes, yeah, so we're in a work session on the dash twos.
Anybody have the paperwork, Mazen? You said the electronic crap wasn't working.
We have the electronic, the paper.
Somewhere in the ether zone, we have all the paperwork.
It is somewhere out there, yes.
Chair, I move the dash two amendment stated 5/26/17 into 156.
Senator Boquist moves the dash twos into Senate Bill 156. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 156 as amended by the A2 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 156 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Brecher.
Yes.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Taylor. Vice Chair Boquist.
Yes.
Chair Ask.
Ask votes aye. Senator Boquist.
Yeah, I know.
We'll carry this bill. I'll close out that work session and open up a work session on Senate Bill 161 for purposes of moving it to the Tax Credits Committee. We're not going to take any action or hold a hearing on it. We're just going to move this article to the Joint Committee on Tax Credits.
Okay, we're going to take action. We're going to move it. Right.
Yeah, well, I meant we're not going to deliberate.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 161, you had a hearing on it. It does discuss the definition of tax expenditures. However, we think this will be a useful tool for you in the Tax Credit Committee. It has a relating clause that will give you some flexibility in that committee. So we recommend that it go to the committee without recommendation and request to the Senate President that it be referred to the Tax Credits.
Okay, so we just need a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 161 to the floor without recommendation. It's a subsequent request for the President's office to refer to the Joint Tax Committee.
Very well done. Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 161 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a subsequent request to the Joint Committee on Tax Credits upon the approval of the Senate President.
Without recommendation.
Without recommendation. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. That closes out our agenda. I see everybody back here for the Joint Committee on Thursday. And Friday, we have the...
Friday at 1, we have the Joint Tax Credit Committee meeting.
We are adjourned.
This room.
We are adjourned.
This room.